Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activity. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ili honganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activity. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mrs. Thelma Ando in memory of Mr. Sotaro Uehara and family. Our speaker is Reverend J. Okamoto. Good morning, Reverend Okamoto.
Good morning. My name is Reverend J. Okamoto, former minister of Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii. It is a great honor to have an occasion to share the Dharma on the White Way Radio from Japan. I'm writing this message on April 8th, which is Shakyamuni Buddha's birthday. It should be a very merry day for all Buddhists, but unfortunately, due to the COVID-19 threat, gatherings should be avoided, and I'm pretty sure that temples and ministers are sending out their messages through internet, newsletter, YouTube, or in some sort. Shinran Shonin, the founder of Jodo Shinshu Buddhism, taught that Shakyamuni Buddha came to this world in order to teach the Nembutsu to the people. Nembutsu is to recite Amida Buddha's name, Namo Amida Butsu, to listen to the teaching, and to seek the way of life led by the true wisdom. The teaching of Buddha is Buddha's wisdom itself, and it guides us to the destination we should head for. Thus, for Jodo Shinshu Buddhism, Nembutsu and listening and following teaching are the two important pillars. And the teaching tells us the preciousness of life and the way to live a precious life. I'd like to share the teaching through Shakyamuni Buddha's life. He was born about 2,500 years ago in current Nepal, a garden called Lumbini Garden, where his mother stopped by on the way back to her home to give birth to her child. He is a historical person and was born as a prince of Shakya clan between King Suddhodana and Queen Maya. When he was 29 years old, he discarded the status as a prince and went into life as a practitioner seeking for the answer of the meaning of life. After 6 years of harsh training, he realized ascetic practice doesn't lead him to the answer. So he sat down under a tree, which would be called Bodhi tree in the later days, and went into deep meditation. During the meditation, Maharas, demons, came to tempt him because they were afraid of a birth of an enlightened one who certainly would be their strongest foe. They changed their figure to beautiful girls, tried to lure him and play with. They prepared a feast in front of him. They told him how gorgeous his life will be if he quits the meditation and goes back to the palace. He fought. Actually, the demons he fought was his inner desire. He fought and turned them away. Finally, the moment came. His eyes opened to the truth of the universe and reached the answer he was seeking for. However, after reaching the enlightenment, he wavered if he should teach people the answer he reached. People may not understand his teaching, and they may slander it. In order to avoid people slandering something that is taught to save them, Shakyamuni was going to wait for the death of his human body and go into the perfect enlightenment, which is a liberation from the bottom body called Pali Nirvana. Then a guardian god called Brahman found out the great sage was going to leave the world without teaching people the most significant teaching of the universe. He rushed to Shakyamuni and kneeled in front of him, then begged him and said, "Most of them may not understand your precious teaching, but there are people certainly need to hear from you. They may understand and reach the same height with you. So please, the world honored one, please do not go into the perfect nirvana yet. Please stay in this world, guide, and save people. They need your guidance." Hearing Brahman's devout petition, Shakyamuni made up his mind and promised Brahman to stay in this world and guide people with his teaching. Finishing hearing Shakyamuni's words, Brahman said, "A light was lit in the world." Then he went back to his palace. After then, for 45 years until his human body reached its end, Shakyamuni kept traveling around mostly northern part of current India and taught people the meaning and the true way of life. Now we call the teaching that he left Buddhism. He taught this world is filled with suffering. There is a reason for the suffering, and there is a way to liberate from suffering. It is to eliminate the cause. Suffering occurs because things don't go the way I want. For instance, life. I want to live a healthy long life, but I get sick from time to time. I get injured if there's an accident, and I get old with no delay, unfortunately. I want to live with my loved family. I want them to stay healthy. I don't want to lose any of them. I want my business goes well. I want my friends to live a healthy and wealthy life, and so much, much more. But we all know how the life goes. It doesn't go as I want. It turns me down so many times so easily. I'm afraid people think Buddhism is a pessimistic teaching. No, Buddhism is not a pessimistic teaching. People born, live, and die. During life, there are many life events, happy or sad, joyful or painful, hard or easy, and so forth. It is how the nature is, and Buddhism is just telling the truth. But when we face our own aging, sickness, or death, or anything undesired, we call it unhappiness. There is no unhappiness itself. Someone is, or I am labeling it, unhappiness. Let me give another example. Let's say today we are going to go to an excursion. We expect a good nice weather with no rain. However, when you wake up and see out the window, you find out it is raining. You must be unhappy. But there is a person outside dancing in the rain in great joy. He's a farmer. He awaited rain for days and days. Finally, his wish came true. He is very happy. One person sees a rain and is unhappy. Another person sees the same rain and is very happy. Rain is not unhappiness or happiness. The person sees a rain, labels it happiness or unhappiness. Such unhappiness labeled by each me is suffering, and I suffer because things don't go the way I want. So the cause of suffering does not come from somewhere else. It was inside me. Such cause inside me is called self-centeredness. Shakyamuni Buddha taught us not to be led by such self-centeredness because it is a cause for all sufferings. He taught us that the true wisdom be our guide. The true teaching tells us the true meaning of life. It is definitely different from how we label the life through self-centeredness. Our lives itself will change. We are born, we live, and we die. We may suffer mentally or physically from its pain. As long as we have human body, we cannot detach the pain. But the meaning of life will change. We, most of the times, label aging unhappiness, health conditions unhappiness, and death unhappiness, which is the same to labeling life unhappiness. Buddha never denies a hardship, toughness, or pain comes from aging, health conditions, or death. But Buddha never labeled them unhappiness. Because aging, health, conditions, death, they are all what life is. Not knowing the meaning of life is just like walking in the darkness without a light. You will not know where you are, where to go, and even cannot see how you are. But if a light lit, the light shows where you stand, where to go, and it shows how you are. If you find out you are not in the right state, you can fix it. Not knowing how you are is just like don't knowing your pants zippers is wide open. As Brahman said, light was lit. Buddha's light shows us the way how to live. Tells the meaning of life and guides us to the truth. I mentioned in the beginning, life of Nembutsu is to recite Namo Amida Butsu, listening to the teaching, and seek the way of life lived by the wisdom. And the way of life Buddha showed us is to live with compassion. Compassion is caring others, the way Buddha cares you. Since we are not a Buddha yet, we cannot do the same as what Buddha does, because we have human body and cannot detach from self-centeredness. But it does not mean we don't need to do anything. We listen and we think. We seek and strive to live the way Buddha led. Since the time comes, I have to end my message. My greatest mahalo to all of you. Stay safe and don't forget your smile and Nembutsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Mahalo.
Thank you, Reverend Okamoto, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliiliongaji.org. Although the temple is temporarily closed, the State Ministers Association will be live streaming a service at 10 a.m. on Sunday, April 26. Go to www.honganjihawaii.com to get the link to the service. Due to the COVID-19 stay-at-home, work-at-home order, MHM is currently unable to hold an in-person memorial service at the temple. However, Reverend Umitani is able to hold a private family memorial service online so that you can still place your hands together in gassho and pay respects to your loved ones. The service format is basically the same as the regular memorial service at the temple, but everything will be held online so you can participate from your home. If you have family members who live separately, such as the neighbor island or the mainland, they can also join in the service remotely. If you would like to hold this online memorial service officiated by Reverend Umitani, please go to www.moiliilihonganji.org and complete the request form. Once you submit the form, we will get back to you with detailed instructions as to how to participate in the service. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mrs. Thelma Ando, and our speaker, Reverend Jay Okamoto. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Mr. Joshua Hernandez Morris, head of Pacific Buddhist Academy. Namo Amida Butsu.